It is your lucky day. Make sure you get that microphone right in front of your own.
She didn't say whether it's good or bad luck.
Absolutely. I'm sure it's going to be good luck.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be luck.
I'm feeling good.
Yeah. It's going to be luck.
So, okay. So, first, I was just going to give you guys a quick update while I'm here about some recent events at the University of Wyoming. We've lost our dean. I emailed Joel and let him know. Dean Gailey is moving on, and our director of extension is moved on last week. So we find out tomorrow what's going to happen with extension, but I'll just tell you that the rumor we're hearing is that we're going to be moved out of the College of Ag at the university and into the School of Engagement. The School of Engagement. It's a new concept at the university. Their belief is that anybody who works with people out in communities should be theoretically engaging communities, and so it's looking like that might be what's going to happen with us. So,
and you maybe not don't know, but do you know if like the stock growers and farm bureau and the ag groups in Wyoming have?
I do not know because.
Chance to have any input into this deal?
I would assume not, only because it's been very quickly happened. Yeah. You know, within 2 weeks we lost our dean and our director, and you know, Glenn was done as of last Friday. So, and we just got a notice that we'll find out tomorrow. We'll be logging into a call from.
That is a sudden change.
Our provost to find out where we're at.
So you know when Frank is done?
Frank is done the end of July or June, fiscal year.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's.
Have you had any inquiries as far as replacing your situation? How's that going, I guess?
Nothing,
because you were hoping to have that facility.
It closes next Friday, and last Friday we had two applicants. One was not qualified, and one was qualified but has applied many times before an extension. Mm. So. That's where we're at. So what we're really here today for is that we've been visiting for some time with BOCES, and so you guys may or may not know that I'm a BOCES board member here. And so one of the things that our new director, John, did when he came in was did a really comprehensive community needs assessment, which was very well done and gave us a lot of information kind of about what people want in our community. And so he's been working hard to figure out how to address some of those needs, and one of those is some industrial arts type classes for adults in our community, and we just don't have a facility to do that right now. And so we visited somewhat about our empty barn that we have animals from, this year it was earlier than normal, but usually like the 1st to the mid-March till September 1st is when we have them out. So then that building sits empty the rest of the year. So we talked about maybe a partnership where they could help us get some heat in the building, maybe, and it would be useful in the winter for them as well as us. We have an interest in those classes as well. We did teach woodworking this year for our members, but we did it inside our office, which wasn't really ideal. I'm going to get in trouble from the maintenance because we did clean it up after ourselves, but it wasn't ideal. But it's just too cold out there to have kids out there. So what do you want to add?
I want you to.
You can have your own. We can share. But.
We did explore it with the school district too, but it's their facilities aren't that large, and it's hard to share with someone who has a shop that's set up, you know, and has all the materials in it. And we really thought we ought to look elsewhere, and Robin suggested this. Our thinking on it is these are really important things to offer the community. We'd probably start with some kind of welding. We've been talking to people who've done these kinds of programs, and they seem to think that actually you start small and see what the need is, be very pragmatic about it, and that's kind of our mindset on it. Probably an intermediate welding class to help people already have welding skills improve, like a wire welding or something of that sort. But we're pretty open. We're ready to invest some money in doing what needs to be done. And, you know, I think that there are probably going to be a lot of details, and we're open to working that out.
Okay. Let's go ahead and take the sheet off the elephant right off the bat. okay, because we have deed restrictions for that barn. Mm-hmm. Deed restrictions are for agriculture and livestock, not industrial arts. Mm-hmm. So we went through that deed restriction pretty closely and with a fine-tooth comb. And I will go ahead and defer to Matt. Do you have anything else you would like to say? Have I missed anything on those deed restrictions?
No, and I certainly appreciate the community need and the fact that folks are exploring the best way to use the facility. But, Mr. Chair, you're exactly right. In fact, it says in bold letters in the deed, agricultural educational purposes only. And the clause that really gives me cause for concern is that if the county violates any of the deed restrictions, PEP can just outright yank the property from the county ownership and transfer it to a nonprofit. No court action necessary. And so that's really, really what does concern me. I thought about obtaining a waiver or written approval from PEP to do an industrial arts sort of program at the facility. My concern there is the property's already changed hands once in the 4 years that we've been deeded the property from QEP and now to PEP, and mergers and acquisitions are a fairly common thing, I think, out in the gas field, and so my concern would be Exxon comes in and buys it, and you know, the county's invested money and time and upgraded the facility, and Exxon has no interest in allowing that use, especially given the deed restrictions. So that I did actually consider, could we get around it some way, and it still is uncertain at best, I think. Mm-hmm. So I certainly appreciate what you guys are trying to do. I just, and I hate to be the fun police, but the deed restriction is written so narrowly, and that the fact that they can just yank it from the county if there's any sort of violation of the deed, that really does put the facility somewhat at risk.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
If we didn't use it broadly for vocational education, but did it more ag related, because it does say agricultural education, that might be possible. I'm not saying I want to do that, but I'm just curious.
Sure. I mean, if there was a reasonable nexus to like ag or livestock, then yeah, I think
like a welding class that was directed at for ranchers, and maybe others could join in, that might be possible, but that's pretty narrow.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think I'd be open to anything that kind of fit that definition. But yeah, again, it says it in bold letters, yeah, right on the deed, agricultural, educational purposes only.
And yeah. And I thought a lot about that too, mm-hmm. Ag-related type welding. But once you cross, over to other things, mm-hmm. that gives them the opportunity to jerk everything away. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And especially if they feel it is in any way in any kind of competition to them. If we're teaching pipe welding there, who knows if they believe that they're going to create more pipe welders for them or if they're creating more competition for them.
Yeah. Well, and I think for BOCES, we'd have to look at it very carefully. Why would we want to invest money in something where we could just do two kinds of classes, say,
right,
or limited number of classes,
right,
to put that kind of investment in and not be able to use is probably not wise.
Yep.
But I was just trying to explore a little.
Sure.
Bit.
Yeah, and appreciate that. Appreciate your work on that. But I believe our hands are tied. I just don't
I
see.
Feel bad about
can.
That. I should have really realized that. But I can tell you, I know when QEP and I, well, Joel was in those conversations when we first met. This is exactly one of the things we talked about, was being able to teach welding and things like that. We did talk about that, and that was we had a kind of a checklist of stuff, but
yeah,
apparently that didn't make it into the deed. So,
well, thinking about it in terms of being an ag activity,
yeah,
I wonder if there isn't in Mac, I wonder if there isn't an opportunity to use the shop in Big Piney.
So, would that be an option is to buy a shuttle bus instead and shuttle them, because they haven't.
Well,
they do have an amazing.
We don't need to offer that class. It's already there. It's just the problem of, will people drive down to take it? Mm-hmm. You know, and I think we could put them on a shuttle bus, but it'd be the same issue.
Commissioner Rawhauser, you
Well,
the
thing about it is we have an instructor in Big Pine,
yeah,
that's certified to teach machine shop, to teach all your welding plasma cutters, to teach it all.
Mm-hmm.
And he's willing to do it.
Mm-hmm.
He's willing to teach woodworking. the facility is open to anybody. Mm-hmm. His classes fill up very quickly. But he said that I'll teach another class. Big Pinings BOCES needs money, at least, if nothing more than to pay for the instructor to teach the class. Yes. So the opportunity is there, whether the people want to drive 20 miles to be taught by a certified pipe welder, or to do welding, which is mm-hmm. just on the craft side of it, mm-hmm. or woodworking to make a log bed. Mm-hmm. It's entirely up to them.
Yeah.
But it's there. It's a facility that needs to be used, and it's the best one in the state of Wyoming.
Yeah.
Bar none.
Pretty sure Mac knows his way around the wood shop down there. He'd probably volunteer.
Well, I was there when we built the building.
Yeah.
And we put all, I mean, there's 9 metal lays in there.
Mac, I don't doubt that a bit. I think you're exactly right. And it's always been in my mind. I just don't know how you get people to drive down. Well, maybe we should try a class and see.
I think, John, that's not a bad idea, just to try a class. When I want to go see a movie, I drive 36 miles to see a movie. When I want to go bowling, I drive 36 miles to go bowling. I'll do those for frivolous activities. Why wouldn't I do that for an educational purpose?
And I think working with Angie.
I went to one of their metal shop classes. It was great.
Maybe you could get Sublink staged to, you know, take a busload over.
Yeah.
You could explore it.
We can explore it. We probably will try it. I think it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too optimistic because of what I've seen with the way people take classes and what they'll sign up for.
Sure.
But it's an opportunity if they want to take advantage of it.
That's why we're willing to try it. You know, I think we're open to almost anything because there's a need.
Yeah.
You know, the other side of this is, and I think you all understand it, you can ask people if there's a need and they'll say yes. It doesn't mean they'll take a class.
Right.
You know, it needs to be the right instructor, which we have here. It needs to be the right place, the right time.
Yep.
And even then, it might not work.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think if you can work with Angie and have her, she advertises for the first class, let your people know. And they may want to sign up for that one, whether it's just one person. But word of mouth gets, it doesn't take long for people to say, you know, because he said he'd do he'd do more than one.
Well, and I think that's always the case, too. Just because it doesn't work the first time, you don't stop.
Right.
You have to try it at least 2 times, if not 3.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times, if it doesn't work the first time, it won't the next. But it's worth trying.
Sure.
Yeah. Thank you.
I might get signed up, Mac.
I'm out of it.
Yeah.
I've got a day off, but I'm
not. What kind of class do you want to take? This is one person. I'm on a roll.
Just learn how to weld better. Yeah, I'm good. I'm in.
So right now you do stick welding? And
I do all of it. I do MIG and TIG.
Oh, okay.
And,
I think Brent's your guy. I mean, I think he'd be that's a great partnership.
Well, that is one of the critical things. Is that in this community, probably all of Wyoming is, who is the person teaching the class?
Brent's students always go to state.
And win.
He's very capable. Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I'll keep you posted when I find out.
Yeah, let me know.
There may be a time that you guys can voice some input.
I'm not too enthused about what I'm hearing.
I'm not either. That's what it is.
All right.
Terrific.
Thank you, Robin. All right. We're a little still ahead of schedule. Are you ready? Have you got everybody you need yet? Why don't you come on up, the key players here? Go ahead and introduce yourself to the rest of the commission.
So I'm Pete Leiby. I'm Rock Springs, representing the Sweetwater Snowpokes.
Yep.
George Preach and Brian Parks. Collectively with...
Make yourselves comfortable, gentlemen.
Okay. Thank you for hearing us this morning. Collectively with 3 snowmobile clubs in particular, Pinedale, Dubois, and Sweetwater County. We are proposing this afternoon to the Forest Service to build a permanent safety shelter up at Strawberry. You guys familiar with Strawberry?
So refresh our memory where Strawberry is.
So that's essentially halfway between the Upper Green River parking lot and Dubois. and it's roughly.
Okay, so is it where that temporary is?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All
so,
right. Gotcha.
There's been years we've actually this has been something we've considered for several years, but always get the door slammed in our face. And fortunately, we have the right people in certain offices now, and I feel that we've got a pretty good opportunity to get this done. So. We're going to try and get it taken care of. We last night had a meeting at the Hampton. Is there anybody here from the Sublette County Rec Board by chance?
No.
No.
I feel we may have been behind the curve. I had sent an email to Betty Cheney, but they had just had their
meeting. They've done their budget meeting.
So I don't, and I guess I'm jumping the gun here. I hate to put the cart in front of the horse. But what we're asking today is for this commission's endorsement, if you will, to go ahead and pursue this. I think it's a positive thing for Sublette County, and certainly from a safety aspect. We do have the people on board with search and rescue. Although Kenna was sick, she wasn't able to come, and Jim Mitchell said he would be at the Forest Service meeting this afternoon. Okay. Couple of key things. First of all, safety shelter. Okay, we're so used to the term warming hut, and that doesn't sell too well. But when we politically make it politically correct and call it a safety shelter, then it becomes more of a saleable type deal. Okay, this would be a permanent structure with a satellite phone, and if anybody is in an emergency, whatever the case may be, they would have access. This is not locked, so it'd be similar to Blind Bull.
Does it have a satellite phone there?
It does. Yes, it
Blind
does.
Bull too.
Yes. Oh, and that was actually all donated by Sterling Communications.
Oh, okay.
And then Global Star takes care of the tab on it, which fortunately it has not been abused. But we want to do something very similar to what we did at Blind Bull. Aesthetically, it kind of matches the terrain. It's logged, and that's also going to be a tough sale because they would prefer something that's going to be more fire resistant. Okay. Yeah. Blind Bull Warming Hut, we rebuilt in 2008, and this commission made a very generous donation and made that possible for us. So, same groups involved. We're going to take care of the maintenance, just like we have, and we're just looking for some support from you guys and any comments that you may have or questions.
Now that sounds great.
One other thing I wanted to say, Dale Hill was at our meeting last night. And they don't have concrete numbers, but it's between 1,400 to 2,000 mountain bikers that go over the top of Union Pass every year. Mm-hmm. It's part of a transcontinental bicycle trail, and a 16 days from Banff, Canada to the Mexican border. And they're going through there. Fortunately, none of them have been turned into grizzly bear feces yet, but having a safety shelter like that, I think, is going to be crucial for everybody, including them. So.
Sure. Okay.
If we can get this taken care of with the Forest Service, we have enough time to do site preparation this summer. And then next year, after they do a mini NEPA study, provided everything goes, we will be able to proceed with construction.
Okay.
And our projected cost is about $50,000.
That's what I was looking for. So you're in negotiations with Forest Service right now?
That's correct.
Okay. How's that going?
Go ahead, George.
actually, pretty good. It looks like we're in favorable time to work on it. And right now, I think what they're looking at is we're going to this meeting today is they have a volunteer referral act that was passed by Congress, H.R. 845, and so they're looking for volunteers because the Forest Service and everybody else has, they've been cut. So, unfortunately, some of the policies are if they can't maintain a road or this can't be maintained, then that gets cut out, and they do that. So we come in as volunteers, and then we can maybe reopen that up, put a safety shelter in, redo signage. But anyway, this is passed by Congress, so it's a good deal. We've been working on it for 2 or 3 years, trying to do memorandums of agreements with the Forest Service, but haven't quite gotten that all done for Blind Bull. And now we have other issues because of the road closure up there, so we're having a tough time, but we have big cooperation from everybody around here to get the firewood up there it's a tough deal with that road gone on the other side over there. So that's supposed to be a $3 million rebuild, but we don't know where that's going to go right now. So we'll be doing something this summer, try to go up there and work on it, probably by horseback, I guess. We'll take a look at it. But the other thing is that the Forest Service negotiation has been so far been pretty good. And like Pete says, you know, we represent several different organizations, you know, in the area. I personally am director for Wyoming State Snowmobile Association for District 9, and that's for Sweetwater, Uinta County, and then whatever else on this side of the state that I take care of. Unfortunately, right now, Sublette County doesn't have a director. Bill Lanning resigned, so I'm kind of just, you know, back and forth, kind of taking care of things with our president of the WSSA, so that we keep things going in the whole area. I'm sure that Pinedale will find a new director. We'll find out the next meeting. I'm also on the advisory committee for Yellowstone National Park for the non-commercial guide, and that's been really successful. So my point is tourism, and that's where I'm at with everything up here, and this safety shelter is a big deal, because what's happening now is that safety shelter gets pulled in too late and taken out too early by the state trails. They have to pull it in and out when the snow conditions are good. And we've had people up there that actually needed it. They got caught in a blizzard up there, and then safety shelter wasn't there. Same thing with Blind Bull. You know, it's been a lifesaver for a lot of people up there. The last thing is that, and we're looking at economic development and stuff like that, is that right now we figured that there's $143 million coming into the state of Wyoming just for snowmobiles. And that was impacted this year, definitely, because Utah, Colorado had no snow, and we had all the snowmobilers. we also worked on the Horse Creek parking lot. We were a major organization, you know, putting that in with Big Piney Forest Service up there. And that's how it got in. It took 6 years to do it, and the cooperation with the Forest Service, that's what got that parking lot in there. And even though we expanded it by another, I don't know, third or whatever up there, people still didn't know how to park up there. Parking on the road. So, but anyway, we'll get that straightened out. State's going to come in this year and finish that for us. So State of Wyoming Trails, they're going to come in, and they've got approximately $175,000 put into that parking lot from State Trail. So that all comes from our tourism and from the stickers and from RTP money, recreational trails money. So a lot of money is coming into the county, and also the Forest Service will put in a new toilet up there at the Horse Creek parking lot. And so it's all multiple use. We're not just doing it for snowmobilers, and we have to do that under the guidance of the Forest Service. It's multiple use for everybody. Anyway, so any questions?
I think the question was how we're getting along with the Forest Service. And I will say this, cooperation-wise, we have a lot better success with Big Piney, and this Pinedale office has been tough, and we're finally starting to skirt that, and we're getting some cooperation, and the fact that they're willing to listen to what we've got to say, I think, says something.
Yeah, it's a good time now.
The thing is they can't control it, they can't maintain it, so it's all got to be volunteered.
Yeah. Commissioner Bowsman.
I guess several questions. But the first one, who in the Forest Service are you meeting with?
Who in the Forest Service what?
Yeah. Who are you meeting with?
At the Forest Service this afternoon.
With Thea Kochi. She's actually going to be, I think, the lead on the safety shelter itself.
Is she out of the Jackson office?
No.
Supervisor's office?
No, Thea's here.
Pinedale.
Actually, her husband is out of the Big Piney office.
Big Piney office.
We work with him.
Okay. That's Ty.
We've had a really great relationship.
That's who we worked with at the Horse Creek parking lot.
I'm not familiar with her.
She's
been here. Okay. I've been working with her for several years, and she's really good to work with. But the other thing, and I might know where you're going at, she's under Cindy Stein, but I think Thea is probably on track with it. Thea used to be the winter trails supervisor. Now she's out of that. Now she's the summer trail supervisor. And they've got some new rangers in here. I think one new winter trail supervisor that took over. So we're kind of cooperating. And I've been working with Big Piney, Jackson, and Pinedale on avalanche classes. And there's actually a pretty good group. It's a really good, positive. It's the best I've seen in this office. Otherwise, this office is tough. You know where I was going.
Couple more questions.
Yeah. Back to 2008, I was on this board at
the time.
Yes,
you were, yeah.
But I can't remember the details of who all the partners were in funding the Blind Bull. We can find out, but I don't think it was all the county.
No.
I know we participated.
We had two large contributors in Canna. And then Sweetwater County, or Sublette County, pardon me, were the two largest contributors. And then there were several private donations as well.
Do you remember how much the county participated?
I believe it was about $20,000.
It was $20,000, yeah, at that time.
So yeah. Well, I guess my thought is, in your schedule, would there be time a year from now or 10 months from now to go before our rec board?
Absolutely.
To request funding for this in their next budget round. We try and fund these kind of things now through our rec board.
Understood.
And
they do their budget hearing in the spring?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did it just a month ago.
Okay.
March, April.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And I knew that was coming up. And I know we'd passed it.
And honestly, guys, I don't know that we're going to need extra financial help with this project. We have... The Wyoming State Trails has not actually committed to a dollar amount, but said that they would definitely help us with the funding. And there's a lot of money out there, so we may not need anything from the county.
So
I think more than anything, we just want your support, and if you have any questions or comments or anything that we need to try and address.
Today, you're basically just looking for an endorsement to pursue the project.
Absolutely.
From us. Okay. Further questions, comments,
Commissioner Mr. Chairman, I guess my first question is Du Bois involved with helping you guys organize this? And because it's halfway between.
Very, very limited. The problem being is their club is, for the most part, almost non-existent.
Okay.
We have two members over there. The one that I can recall, Jay Sligowski, and he is also on the Wyoming State Trails Advisory. And he is committed to help us, but honestly, I don't know how much financial or, you know, they said they would come help us with site preparation or whatever, but they're definitely on board.
So you've got all the volunteers, and Mr. Chairman, I hate to beat a dead horse, but I'm going to do it again.
Go right ahead.
You have all the volunteers. You seem to have the money. You're asking us to support your organization to build this. Looks to me like you guys could dig the footers in the morning.
We're not there yet.
I understand that. This is my point, is that I understand your frustration with these government entities, and all you're asking for is permission to go use your property for multiple use to save lives and enhance whatever we're doing.
We figured the more people we get from the sheriff's department, possibly search and rescue, you guys, all the snowmobile clubs and around, if we got everyone together supporting this, we're hoping that the Forest Service, everybody wants it. How come we can't get it?
How can you not get it?
I think you can safely tell the Forest Service that you have our endorsement to pursue the project.
Absolutely.
And I wanted to add, we don't quite have the money because we're just kind of starting in there. We have people that said, yeah, but we got to get, we have to get information back to them on what's going on. And like Pete says, at this point, we may or may not need, but I think we'll possibly go to the rec board, you know, because it's all entities, but it is in Sublette County. We're right on the border of Sublette County and Fremont County on their side over there. Fish Creek is the dividing line there. Some of you are so far. I hate to say this, but if I was on the other side with the Forest Service, on the Shoshone side, we probably would have had it in already. That ranger over there was like, bring it over on this side. You know, we'll put it in right now. A little bit more of a political process on this side here. But we'll know more today.
Excellent.
I think if you get this done, we can use your negotiating skills also.
Please keep us informed.
Sandy's here with us also. He's with the Snowmobile Club here in Pinedale, but he's here to support us and stuff.
Excellent. Well, like I said, I think you've got what you came for.
Okay. We appreciate that. Okay. Well,
go ahead.
This one further comment. If it turns out you think you need help with the Forest Service, we may be able to help as a county entity.
Yeah. Right.
Because it's part of our custom and culture of our county, and it's one of our recreation, is one of our mainstays in our multiple use activities, and we participate regularly with the Forest Service as a cooperating agency.
Sure.
And we do have some means of maybe helping in that process. Doesn't mean that at times we're not probably as frustrated as you are, but
appreciate that.
We're willing. I'm willing to help at least. So if you think you need a problem, give me a call.
Okay. And yeah, and I remember, and you were at our dedication for Blaine Bowl, weren't you?
Yes,
yeah,
I was.
That was excellent.
That was
a
fun trip.
It was, And it's been used, and we have kept our promise. We have taken care of it. Mm. Our problem right now is trying to get up there and take care of it with the slide up there, and we haven't had too many issues with the big with the big Piney district up there, you know. So, and they've helped out too. They've been really good trying to help us out. Okay. So we're getting her done.
Good. Carry
Thank
on,
you
gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yep.
George, it's good to see you again.
Yeah.
I'll see you later.
Dave, are you representing the sheriff today?
Yes, sir, I am.
Come on up.
Sheriff's enjoying some fresh air, and the undersheriff's in a training, so they asked me to be here. But
excellent.
From the sheriff's side, we don't really have anything.
Okay.
So we were just wondering if you had anything for the sheriff's department.
Gentlemen, anything for the sheriff's department? Tom, did you have something?
I think.
Well, I talked to Dave recently. I just questioned a voucher for the otoscopes in the jail. In two regards. Number one is the price. Number two is the use.
Yeah.
Because even though, I mean, the otoscopes are for the jail, but we have a contract for service for a provider using that, and normally they provide the own equipment. And the question is the price, because the voucher, I think, was for $1,640, and I'm trying to look here now on a standard otoscope set, which I think is much, much cheaper than that. So
substantial.
I've already had that conversation with Dave.
Okay.
So
you're going to bird dog that then? Or?
Yeah, I talked to Lieutenant Dunning. He said he kind of made mention that it's a multi-use. I don't know anything about an otoscope, and I'm not sure. He did say that the one they currently had in the jail was no longer working. That's why they wanted to order a new one. And I don't know if this is something that the sheriff's office said we want this particular one, or if we were asked by the service, this is the one they want.
Gotcha.
I don't know. I wasn't involved with
they
that.
They obviously don't bring their own.
Well, but I mean, normally a Welsh Allyn kit,
right,
you can get a real good kit for like $300, $350 bucks.
Pretty
cheap. Which is one of the state-of-the-art standard use in all clinics and so on. Mm-hmm. Now, you can go into a wall-mounted unit, you can have other attachments, but I was just questioned from the standard use of examination, looking at somebody's ear, that type of price. And I'd like to know what we're approving in terms of that kind of money for that kind of need.
Yep, absolutely.
And that's to follow up on.
Yep. I didn't realize that we would provide the medical equipment for them to do that.
I think we provide some.
Gotcha.
And I don't know if it's a situation where if we have an after-hours issue where the clinical staff comes in.
Or an emergency.
Yeah, emergency, that we just have some basic
gotcha.
Equipment in the facility. We've always had, I know, blood pressure cuffs and just some basic stuff.
Sure.
And I think we've had an otoscope in there.
And I understand that, but I guess in my terms of thinking, a $1,600 otoscope is not standard. I mean, the compact kit, leave in the drawer, everybody can use.
Yeah.
So I think I would look at the invoice and see what is.
I
don't know, is that what the medical group suggested, or is that something that maybe somebody else that had no equipment just clicked and said, that's what we'll get, or what?
I don't know the answer.
Yeah, that's fine.
But I will get you the answer.
Yeah, do a little research on that. We'll probably hold that voucher out this week.
Okay, then. I will get you the answer.
Okay.
Those questions.
Excellent, Dave. Appreciate that. Anything further for the Sheriff's Department?
Mr. Chairman, I learned something. I never heard of such a critter.
An otoscope. Yeah.
That's the standard outfit right there. He's carried in a pack.
I didn't know that. I've never heard of
it. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, when you said scope, I was thinking a rifle scope.
The
well,
person,
you know, I was gonna, that's what I said. This costs more than a good rifle.
It does.
It
does.
It comes with a scope.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not just a piece of equipment that just anybody uses. The person that's using it's got to know what he's looking at.
Yes.
Right.
So,
well, that was usually. I didn't know if he did cavity searches or whatever.
With an otoscope.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing what some people can put in their ears.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I've had children.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Thank
That's
you.
It.
Thank you very much. Much.
Interesting.
All right. Mr. Mayor, you have some, anything for us?
No, sir. Yeah.
Just here to hang out. Oh, you're lucky dog.
Yeah.
Okay, good deal.
Yeah, nothing better to do coming in.
Good.
Out,
huh? Awesome. Well, that's good. Let's go ahead and start paying some bills then. And go on with old business. We'll start with you, Commissioner Rawhauser.
You know, I really have none. I took a day off. I went south, so I didn't have any meetings.
I have a nice picture here of some striped bass.
Yes, absolutely.
Is that what that was?
That was. Yep.
Very nice.
Oh, wow. Are those the ones you small enough you can bring home?
Those, they were all like that.
Okay. So,
yeah, those might have been the small ones.
Of course they were the small
sure.
ones.
Yes.
Those, yeah, you know they were the small.
The thing about those fish, there is no limit.
And it's illegal to throw them back?
It's, yes,
it's illegal to throw them back.
Yeah, you're supposed to kill them and put them back in the lake if you don't want them.
So you do. You knock them in the head and you throw them back in the water.
Throw them back in the lake if you don't want them. But they are delicious to eat.
Are
so.
They? How long have okay. Commissioner Noble, anything on old business?
So in 2 weeks I've been busy with conference calls and meetings with CTC. John's actually been here for the USDA meeting and the RUD. Conversation. All seemed promising that the deadlines were missed for this season. But CTC is engaged in all that heavily. The RFI is out for our approval. I emailed, or Mary emailed that out to you guys.
Yep.
I don't know if any
yesterday.
Of you had a chance to look over it.
I did.
But yes. The release date is this Friday for that, and I think that needs all five of our approvals.
Do we need a motion to accept or to publicize that RFI? Well, we just
I don't know that we need to. I think we've already done that. Am I correct, Mary?
Sure
we need to approve it to go out.
Okay.
You guys are the contractor with CTC.
Right. We contracted with them for to get the RFI.
Right.
Okay.
So, you just need to
approve to what?
Advertise.
To
advertise.
Because
so okay. That's I'll what make. She's going to do. She's going to advertise it, right?
I'll make, yes, it's going out to roughly 80 companies that they've found so far with the 5 or 6 dominant ones in this local area.
Okay.
So, I move we release the, or give them approval to release the RFI.
For advertisement?
For advertisement for the broadband program.
Second.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question, I guess.
Okay. It has been moved and seconded that we release the RFI for the broadband project. Further discussion. Go ahead, Commissioner.
Mr. Chairman, does anybody have an understanding of this latest announcement by Union that they're going to put this stuff in? How does that fit into all of this, and what does that mean?
We've met with union, and at first they were skeptical, I guess, at best, where water injection was. But then, as you probably all saw the email the other day, now they're willing to partner up and get going. Joanne responded to that email saying the RFI will be out here shortly. We would love to hear from you, just like everybody else. So, as you see in the RFI, there's many, many different directions this could go.
Okay.
I think it was, we held it out.
So there's a motion on the table. Yeah, I was going to ask, has that voucher been held out on that old scope?
I haven't seen it. It's on more medical.
It's more medical.
Okay, so when it comes through, make sure you grab it.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I have two clarification for myself.
Okay, all right. Concerning the RFI.
Okay,
RFI. Go ahead.
And I talked to Tom about this, but
I don't know what that is.
We have said all along that we need financial partners for us to become a partner.
Yep.
If we do not get any response or a good financial response, then this is pretty much dead in the water.
As far as I'm concerned, yeah.
Okay.
This RFI is also a feasibility study. So it works as two things. If we don't get a response, then yes, kind of the whole thing with CTC is terminated. We're done.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess is what we contract with CTC for, was to go through this process to see if there was any interest.
Right.
Because we're in a no obligation mode to get the RFI.
It doesn't mean we're doing it.
Absolutely not.
This is a request for information, not an RFP.
Right. And partnerships.
That's correct.
Possible partnerships.
Yeah. Correct.
Providers.
Yep, absolutely.
Because that's a huge stepping stone with the endowed bill.
Right.
And I guess that was another question. I heard two statements on the radio about money being given to different entities in the state. Is that endowed money, or have they even taken that money out?
This Friday is the last day to sign up for the broadband endowed committee.
Oh, okay. All right.
So that committee is then going to write the grant process for endowed, to the best of my knowledge, which will be available. I think the bill stated it had to be functional. Don't quote me on this, in August or September, do you know that?
September.
So they put a timeline on that in the bill just for that reason, so this doesn't drug out.
Okay. So there is a motion on the table. Are any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. They can release the RFI. All right. Commissioner Noble, anything further?
No.
Okay. Commissioner Burnett.
Mr. Chairman, at our last meeting, we were approached by Scott Sherbel from the Healthcare District with a request to see if we would be willing to either give or sell the Pinedale Medical Clinic and the property to the healthcare district. And of course, as you know, we approved a motion that we would get an appraisal to move forward with that. In regards to that, the question I have actually is for the editor, Holly. You mentioned in last Friday's paper in reference to the town council's meeting and their refusal to give up the ball fields or sell the ball fields to the healthcare district, that relief was the mutual feeling expressed by board members of the Sublette County Rural Healthcare District. So I guess my question to that is, how did you come to that conclusion?
Following the action, I went out of the hall as they were leaving and talked to talked to two or three of them, and they, in almost every case, they were smiling and saying, good deal. And I do believe even Scott Sherville said in the meeting that they really didn't want it, but they were jumping through the hoops for Lorraine's behalf. I think they specified Lorraine's behalf.
Yes.
He's responded to one of the council members. They did that. They really didn't want it, but they were obligated to go through the motions. And then when it was denied, I actually went out in the hallway and talked to, I want to say, Wendy and John Godfrey. I think Scott completely avoided me.
Well, I know Wendy was opposed to it because I talked to Wendy in terms of. Them not willing to deed the ball fields to them.
And I asked John Godfrey how he felt about that, and he did a thumbs up and smile.
Yeah.
So
they really don't want the land. Do they really not want the clinic either? Do you know? Do you have any idea on that?
Bob, you were there. Did they comment on the clinic specifically?
Andy, they clearly don't want the clinic. They want to go off and do what they want to do. If the fix was in, because I thought...
Interesting.
That we were going to probably be able to get this done. And three of them had already been figured out before we ever got there. I voted to give them the ball fields.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And that was undecided, and he ultimately decided not to give them the ball fields. The other three, it was they. In fact, it got brought up, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Holly, by two of the council members to start with. You don't want the clinic anyway, right? And isn't that about how it went?
I think even the comments, they don't want it. Why are we shutting it down their throats?
Yeah.
Why am I spending money on an appraisal?
Right. That's pretty much the way.
Good question.
My gosh. Interesting.
So my their question to me was,
oh, absolutely.
Does the healthcare board really want the clinic at all?
I would say that probably the majority don't. Want it up at the clinic? I do. I want it at the clinic. So,
Well, they're saying, well, if we go through the expense of an appraisal, which is probably for that type of facility going to be $1,600, $2,000.
It's almost $4,000.
$4,000 for an appraisal.
If you don't want it anyway.
Why would I spend the money?
Well, I mean, I guess I brought this up because when we had this meeting 2 weeks ago, I was under the impression that we were trying to work together per Lorraine Werner's request on her concerns to move forward with the idea of purchasing the Pinedale Clinic properties and the ball fields. And then I read from the paper that the healthcare district, that's why I asked you the question, went straight to the source, say they expressed relief that we didn't get the ball fields. I just wonder if they're going to be relieved if we don't get an appraisal. I mean, it is going to cost us roughly $4,000 for the appraisal.
I want to make sure that the public knows that I'm not included with the rest of the board as far as not wanting the clinic up at the, or the hospital up at the clinic. I think that's the most reasonable, sensible outcome. And I would say, in my opinion only, I would say please go ahead with the appraisal. Because I think Lorraine Werner is going to, how do I say this? I think the end result is going to really depend on being able to purchase the clinic and the land.
Well, we're moving forward with the appraisal. That's already gone.
Okay.
We've sent that agreement to the people. I guess I'm a little discouraged that we might be wasting taxpayer money. We'll see, I guess.
I can speak for me.
Okay.
But you know how it goes.
Okay. Very good. Anything further, Commissioner Burnett?
Mr. Chairman, the only thing is a conference call I expect to be doing tomorrow on the part of Southwest Counseling Mental Health Services, since they have moved out. What would be the Department of Health's plan for those monies and help to assure those services.
Right.
Other than that, no, sir.
So have they just moved out as far as Sublette County part of it goes?
Yes.
Or they're still doing their thing wherever
in
it
Rock
is?
In Roxbury.
Okay. I see. Yeah. Okay. All right. Nothing further?
No,
Commissioner Burnett, thank you. Commissioner Bowser.
Mac and I attended on the 19th open house in Bonnerand on the Monument Ridge Forest Collaborative Project. There were a fair turnout of local people there. I felt a pretty good meeting. They gave a kind of an overview of the project and what it was about. As you know, the governor appoints a Sublette commissioner to be a member of the Pinedale-Anticline Mitigation Fund board. That board makes project decisions with the mitigation dollars. I've served on that board since Governor Friedenthal first appointed me to it. Their meeting is coming up tomorrow and Thursday. And I've asked Mac to cover for me for that because I have to, supposed to be in Cheyenne to meet with Interior people from the Department of Interior Reorganization. So that's one of those, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. So
you got that right.
So I got to go to that one. So that's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right, terrific. We have a little business that we need to take care of concerning the deed to the Boulder Community Center. I see Kathy is here. Come on up. So just a little bit of refreshing of the project here. The Boulder Community Center received some grant money to redo their place, but it involved the county taking over ownership of the building for a while, and after the project was done, that the county retained ownership, and now the deed goes back to the Boulder Community Center, and we're finally at that point.
Yay!
It's been a great project. Yeah, these ladies did a wonderful
job.
And
to celebrate.
It begins.
Get
very
dirty
good.
Fingers.
Yeah,
and put
excellent.
That on everybody's time slip.
So here, I hold in my hand the quick claim deed for the Boulder Community Center to go back to. From the Board of County Commissioners and goes back to the Boulder Community Citizens Center as the grantee. And I will need a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I have the pleasure of making a motion to deed the old Boulder Schoolhouse, basically, back to the Boulder Community Center. After a very successful renovation project.
Gotcha. And has it been seconded?
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we quick claim deed the Boulder Community Center back to the Boulder community. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
As presented, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
One signature a week, that way we get cookies every week.
This is the first time a signing has been accompanied with cookies.
Well, it was a huge deal for us.
And you guys did a great job.
The county, you know, being a participating partner in it, and some in-kind donations on your side, and couldn't have done it without it. And it ended up being a really successful project. So
absolutely.
That's good.
Thank
that's
you to the good. County. So
we did the same thing with the Daniel Community Center also.
Yeah. Right.
Which is good for those groups.
Yep.
Yep. So
for you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Here's the last whistle. Signature. Woohoo!
What's awesome. Fire insurance costing on that, you know?
The fire coverage is about $400 a year.
Oh, okay.
But we have to have two dedicated phone lines. So that's $700 a year just for the phone lines. It really should be connected to the internet 2, but we dropped that because that was another $1,000 just to have internet service in the building. So we dropped that, but that kind of got us on the solar panel because they feed back through the internet line to read back. So now I'm having to take the monitor off the solar panels, take it home, plug it into my computer, upload. But price-wise, we were kind of pinching on it all. We did come up with a nice insurance policy through Mark Pape in Big Piney through Tegler's. They came in at just over $3,000 for the building. And some of the other quotes we got were $10,000, which is just inconceivable that the community center could pay for that. So the $3,000 really hit our budget window. So we are a functioning, you know, our budgeting, we're a functioning unit. So
awesome.
So
the more use of the building and bring in more revenue, that would help.
Yeah, getting the building rented more. So
terrific. Well, thank you, ladies, for all your hard work.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Enjoy the community center.
But they were 23 count.
Both of them.
It was crazy.
Now find how much they want for them.
You know, pay attention.
Well, some of them, depending on how rare they are, we found the only one I'm missing is
1913. Oh, no.
We found one on eBay. $8,000
for it. Oh, no.
Better not have another one. Oh, God. Spoiled. See you later.
See ya. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. We're going to finish paying bills, and then we will adjourn till 1 o'clock.
You didn't get any excitement, did you?
This is the annual.